Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your PixNow update. The Camp Fire in Butte County is the deadliest wildfire in California history. 29 people have been confirmed dead, and today's strong winds could make the flames worse. So far, 113,000 acres have burned. That is about the size of the city of San Jose. The fire is only 25% contained, and more than 6,400 homes have been reduced to rubble. The most immediate concern right now is searching for more than 220 people who are still listed as missing. Evacuation centers for the victims are nearing capacity, but volunteer groups from all over the country are coming together to help where they can. Right now, fire officials are saying the burned areas are still off limits.
Still haven't allowed anybody back into the area. There's still a lot of things going on up there, clearing power lines, basically making it safe for the residents before they can return.
Meanwhile, today PG&E crews will investigate to see if the utility company's power lines may have sparked the fire, but still not clear if PG&E is responsible. The utility did respond, saying it is devastated by the disaster, and 61 employees have lost their homes in the fire. Right now, crews are investigating near Camp Creek Road, which is how the fire got its name. They are searching for the origin of the fire. CAL FIRE has blocked off the area as officials do search for evidence. And a sliver of hope in paradise. This horse was found safe in a swimming pool after seeking refuge from the flames. A man who found her in the evacuated neighborhood said the horse was actually tangled up in the pool cover, which prevented her from drowning. That's after guiding her out of the pool. Authorities did escort her there to safety. Lucky animal. Meanwhile, the first responders assigned to the campfire got a little surprise treat yesterday. Celebrity chef Guy Fieri stopped by and made pulled pork dinners for the emergency workers. The Butte County Sheriff thanked Fieri. Earlier this year, Guy Fieri did make meals for evacuees of the Carr Fire in Redding. And there are several ways you can help those fire victims. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, make a monetary donation. To donate to the United Way Relief Fund, you can text Butte Fire to 91999. And the Salvation Army has its own hotline number, 1-800-SAL-ARMY. And finally, Airbnb is asking users to list any properties they have available for evacuees. Take a live look right now from our Mount Vaca camera. You don't see much except the haze that's in the sky. Smoke from the massive campfire expected to linger here in the Bay Area. You can see just how much smoke is spreading across the area. This image from NASA, the Air Quality District does recommend you stay inside as much as you possibly can while smoke remains at this unhealthy level. Mary Lee is tracking the conditions for us.
Well, hazy, smoky skies with an air quality forecast here in the unhealthy range for all of the Bay Area. We have an air quality advisory as well as a spare the air alert, not just today, but likely as we head through at least the middle part of the week. Here's the reason why: high pressure in control with that clockwise flow around that ridge, drawing in offshore winds, and that does mean more smoke for us across the Bay Area. And this is our high resolution rapid refresh smoke model forecast. Really just to show you the smoke from the Butte County fire moving into the Bay Area. So we are looking at unhealthy air quality as we go through the next few days, unfortunately. So hazy, smoke-filtered skies. We're looking at temperatures in the mid-60s in San Francisco there, upper 60s in Oakland, as well as for Concord, low 70s from San Jose, as well as for Santa Rosa, Napa. Here is that five-day forecast. We're looking at hazy sunshine Tuesday, Wednesday, likely for Thursday, hopefully getting a little bit better by the end of the week.
Hopefully so. Thank you, Mary. Breaking news now out of Southern California, where yet another fast-moving brush fire, dubbed the Peak Fire, has threatened the 118 freeway. Helicopters, as you see, doused water onto the flames in the Simi Valley area, which shut down that freeway in both directions earlier. Right now, fire officials say the forward march of flames has stopped at just over 100 acres. Fire crews now mopping up some hot spots. But in Ventura County, the destructive Woolsey Fire does continue to burn out of control. Firefighters fear winds will pick up again today. You can see from the drone video some of the 177 homes that have been wiped away. 91,000 acres have burned. That fire is only 20% contained. 170,000 residents in that area remain evacuated. And this is video from a Malibu resident who got out just in the nick of time as flames burned around him and embers hit his windshield. And some celebrities have been forced to leave their homes. Singer Lady Gaga posted this video showing the massive plume of smoke over her Malibu home. She took to Twitter to thank firefighters, police, and first responders. Actor Gerard Butler returned to his home to find half of it gone. This is a selfie the star snapped of his garage, and you see what's left of that scorched garage and what looks to be a pickup truck there. Singer Miley Cyrus's home was also damaged in the fire, and she tweeted in part, "My house no longer stands, but the memories shared with family and friends stand strong. I'm grateful for all I have left." Governor Brown is asking President Trump for extra resources after declaring a major disaster yesterday. That request came a day after the president posted a tweet that appeared to have blamed the state government for these recent wildfires. The union that represents the majority of firefighters pushed back, labeling the comments insulting and reckless. Regardless of the back and forth, yesterday Governor Brown did stress the importance of unity at this time.
The time to pull together and work through this tragedy. Things like this will be part of our future. Things like this and worse.
The president has since changed his tune, tweeting earlier today, "The California firefighters, FEMA, and first responders are amazing and very brave. Thank you and God bless you all." Some sad news for the comic book world. Stan Lee, the man who brought us Spider-Man, the Hulk, and many more, has died. An attorney for his daughter says that Lee died in a Los Angeles hospital this morning after being taken by ambulance from his home. The exact cause of his death is not known at this time. He was 95 years old and is survived by his daughter, JC. Celebrities took to social media to honor Lee. Actor Robert Downey Jr. posted this photo on Instagram with the caption, "I owe it all to you. Rest in peace, Stan." Downey Jr. played Iron Man, of course, in several Marvel films. Actress Evangeline Lilly, who played Marvel's superhero The Wasp, also took to Instagram to pay homage to Lee. She posted this photo with the caption, "More than a master of stories, you always seemed like a master of living." And Chris Evans, the actor who long played Captain America, tweeted, "There will never be another Stan Lee. For decades, he provided both young and old with adventure, escape, comfort, confidence, inspiration, strength, friendship, and joy." Well, of course, today we observe Veterans Day, and some of the nation's largest companies honoring service members by offering them a job. At Tesla, there's a program to recruit and train veterans. About 800 of Tesla's 10,000 factory workers have served in the military.
They've worked under stressful conditions. They're used to high operational tempo. That's what we have here at Tesla. And so it just seems like a natural fit.
Starbucks is also committed to hiring 25,000 veterans by the year 2025. And Walmart announced today it will give hiring preference to military spouses. Might be a brunch favorite. Now it's coming to KFC. The Colonel is introducing his own version of chicken and waffles. That includes the KFC extra crispy chicken on top of a Belgian-style sugar-coated waffle. It's available now. They say till the end of the year, but you watch. I'll bet they keep it around. We'll be back another update top of the hour. You can watch or listen to the updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team 841 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS 5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.